Okay, hello everyone. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Joe Benitez. I'm actually a research fellow at CDC. I'm in my second year as a research fellow. And I'm actually going to tell you about our Community Health Resources website, which is actually a centralized database of resources designed to actually help users such as yourself, Ms. Wessler, who are in community-based settings, who want to deliver health promotion programs on the community and local levels. So just to get started off, give you an overview of the presentation I'm going to go through today. First, I'm going to give you a little bit of background about the Community Health Resources website and how it was developed. Tell you a little bit about the audience we developed it for, and as well as how we evaluated it to ensure that it was becoming useful and making sure that it was actually meeting our targets. And then we'll actually tell you about our next steps in what we expect out of the Community Health Resources website. Okay, and just to give you more background, we actually developed this site within the Division of Adult and Community Health, and it was developed from a partnership that we had with the YMCA of America, and it came about as they wanted a centralized way for their partners in local organizations to be able to navigate through the resources that CDC has on its website. And that's how the whole concept for the Community Health Resources website came about some years ago. And just to tell you, it was developed for mainly community-based level health promotion planning and ways to implement and evaluate community-based health interventions. And some things that are included in the Community Health Resources website: resources for chronic disease prevention and other community health topics, some CDC program guidelines, program recommendations, as well as health program evaluation and planning guides, as well as guides for health communication campaigns. And listed at the bottom is the actual URL for the website, which I would all invite you all to come to the website at your leisure and whenever you're looking for resources to assist your work. Okay, and like I said, I mentioned about the partnership between CDC and YMCA, and what they wanted was access for their more than 2,500 local agencies, and they wanted state, regional, local data, guidance in developing programs, and as well as information on how to build partnerships. And it was developed by the YMCA program team at CDC, as well as staff members from my branch, Community Health and Program Services branch in the Division of Adult and Community Health. And the goal of the Community Health Resources site is to help users navigate through the many pages and pages of resources within CDC, and coming about in our next phase, to actually encourage collaboration among community agents and community partners. Our primary audience for the Community Health Resources site was actually professionals in community-based organizations and non-governmental organizations who deliver, lead, and implement community health interventions. And these are people who may or may not even identify themselves as public health persons. So these are people in your parks and recs, your education, and other systems outside of public health, not our traditional partners, which mainly are our local and state level public health people. And those are our secondary audience, which would have relationships with people in our primary audience. Okay, now just to give you a demonstration, but to walk you through how you actually would actually navigate through the website. There's actually a few ways that you can actually navigate through the resources on the site. And the first of which being the most common, to search by a keyword, which, simple enough, you type in what type of resource you're looking for, whether it be by health topic or resource type for either program evaluation, or if you're looking for something for diabetes specific, you would type in your keyword into this heading. The next way about, you can actually browse through our tabulated resources that we have sectioned off by health topic. So that's when you can actually narrow in down for specifically what you're looking for by health topic. The last one being, you can browse by resource type within the website, and that being those being the most common ways you would actually navigate through the resources on the site. Okay, now to just walk you through our evaluation plan, we actually did a comparison of our search methods on how you would find resources as compared to how you would actually normally navigate if you were just looking through CDC site in general. And the way you actually search through the CDC.gov site, it would give you a Google search which would actually provide you with, you would type in your keyword and it would provide you with every instance in which is that keyword appears in a document, on a web page, or any of the other resources or pages in CDC, which can give you anywhere from a couple hundred to several thousand pages worth of material. And we actually monitored website for almost a year now, 10 months. And then the final test is actually a usability test, which we identified problems within the website. And it was part of our actually working with our community members to involve them in the process of developing the website. So we used people from our target audience to actually help us develop the site content and everything else. Okay. And like I said, normally if you would come to CDC's site, you would type in a keyword, and here I just used arthritis. And if you type in arthritis, it's going to give you more, almost 7,500 pages, which may or may not even be useful to what you're exactly looking for, leading you to have to scroll through each of these to find whatever it is you're looking for your program. And like I said, I'm just highlighting the almost 7,500 instances. And most of us don't have the time or not willing to navigate through 7,500 pages. So what we've actually did, we've done a lot of screening for those resources by health topic. We've even taken referrals from our colleagues in other branches of CDC, especially those that are actually health topic specific. So as compared to the more than 7,500 that you would find for arthritis, we've narrowed it down to the 20 most specific that are for implementing programs related to arthritis in local communities. So we're actually excited about that, and we're hoping that users actually do find this very useful. And just to give you more about our site as compared to how we're doing with the rest of CDC, CDC receives more than almost 27 million hits on a yearly basis. And while we've only received almost 4,400 in our short time of living, it's only been since December, and since we are such a specific type of resource, all of the other sites within CDC, these are all individual, these are all consumer-based types of pages that you would go, these are sources that you would go to if you're looking for a health promotion for yourself on an individual level. BMI calculators, traveler's health, STD information, those are the most recently, the most commonly visited sites within CDC's pages. Ours is more targeted to a specific audience, and I'll actually show you how it's actually been growing over the time being. From December through October, with October only being evaluated halfway through, this is December 15th, and we've received, then this number actually highlights the number of actual users that come to our site. So over 2,000 people have come to our site looking for resources that would be helpful to them in implementing community-based programs. And we've actually seen that number rise from the 112 that came in December versus our peak in September with 460 unique visitors coming. And then in October, with this number being the number of visitors seen at October 15th. And just to give you a better perspective, we'll show you the actual number of users that come on a daily basis, with just over 4 users coming per day in December versus more than 15 coming in September, and the 13.5 that were coming on a daily basis as of October 15th, and with the overall being 8.2 visitors on the daily average. Okay, the next thing I'm going to walk you through the usability test that we actually did, which More than 54% of our users actually came from our target audience of the nonprofit and community-based organizations. More than almost 67% of them were primarily white or Caucasian, and with the next group being Black, African American. Those were the people in our target audiences, and then the next groups being our local health departments and our state health departments. Okay, some of the most, what we did, we asked users what they thought the purpose of our community health resources site was for, without giving them the purpose and just giving it to them and through a survey. What they said, the most common answer they gave to us was provide evidence-based practices and to share information, with providing evidence-based information, comprehensive sites to download current health-related information. And then on the information sharing side, being able to provide easily accessible health information for community health strategies. Now, the next thing we actually did in the usability test, we actually monitored their user behavior and then asked them to report what they did. And we asked them what was the most commonly used way they would like to actually navigate and search for health-related information, especially within our website. And the most common way was to actually perform a keyword search, with 57% saying that they would like to perform a key search. And when asked what was the method they commonly use to search for information in the community health resources database, 36% said they used the keyword search only. But if you look throughout the rest of the data, they used the keyword search for this method. They used keyword search in combination with health topic, and as well as combination of keyword search along with health topic and resource type, bringing it almost to 70%. Okay, and the next thing we're going to walk through is some of the issues that we're going to actually address as we continue to develop the site for the next phase of this version. And we wanted to be able to address navigation issues and some of the issues that they had as far as their likes and dislikes. Some didn't feel that it was user-friendly and that it was difficult to find exactly what they wanted unless they did a specific search, leading us back to we need to increase the strength of the keyword search. And some others thought that it can be overwhelming because there's a lot of information to navigate through. And that issue can be the same for if you were to do the same search on the cdc.gov site. Next issue was the design. While it's also in the traditional design of CDC templates or CDC web pages, that's actually going to be addressed as we move forward in the design. But they really did like the idea that it's a centralized database to find what they want to do to address community health issues. Content, also in the same way as far as addressing community health issues. It's comprehensive, they felt it was credible, easy to find current information. And while this is also another issue that we plan to address, users also want to be able to address even more specifically than just by health topic and resource type, and actually towards target groups so that they can address groups specifically, which is something that we also plan to address in the next design. Some information that users would like to see included or highlighted on the site, and this is actually something that we have addressed. We've actually included resources from national organizations and other community-based organizations as examples. So it's not just CDC-developed resources, but they do have to be vetted through CDC staff, and it's also making much more of a community goal-oriented site so that it's not just CDC, but your group can also provide information to the site as an example, and I will actually talk more about that in the next phase. Okay. Now the main three issues we're going to talk to improve the site are language clarity, website function, and its organization. And these are actually a summary of what comments that users provided in the usability test. Now, the next steps in the community health resource site is making more of an electronic mechanism to promote community health on a virtual level so that users can actually connect from all over the country and even all over the world to provide and share information. So we want them to be able to share information and knowledge, be able to disseminate evidence-based programs, as well as even promising practices, as well as promote dialogue between communities and CDC. And what this is actually an example of what the next version of the site will look like. And it will still house the searchable database, but it'll actually move to a smaller piece of the site as to highlight our other functions that we plan to highlight. The next, so being, we want to, because community-based organizations need grants and funding, we also plan to highlight grants and places where you can actually find funding to fund your community programs. We also expect to highlight success stories that community organizations have done and share that information with others who might want to replicate or use several components or even communicate with each other. The community conversations, that's actually going to be our message board where users are actually able to talk to each other, promote dialogue, share information, ideas, as well as resources among each other. And that's actually the end of my presentation. And if you have any other additional questions, feel free to email me or contact me at the number provided, as well as go to the website itself. All right, thank you.